So this is book capital K prime, beginning June 14th, 2000, and ending in March of 2001. Beginning with the continuation of the alu-rich element preparation, PCR for ARE, continued from J prime 157. The conclusion of the, it looks like the reamplification leads to polymers, and then another conclusion, proceed, the polymer looks as if salines were okay, etc., etc., trying to polymerize the ARE. I want to get more than one copy of the ARE into these, into PSKB1. So there is Bakhtin Ipowa checking on colony 28 and colony 31, a B from a B101. Assembly of the ARE, Friday, June 16th. Page 5. Conclusion doubtful but possible. Conclusion to the cuts look good. Going on with the assembly on the following page. 7, June 18th. And further work on the colonies earlier obtained. So sequencing ARE and PSKB1 AVR2, Tuesday, June 20th, page 13. The sequences confirm that blue 10 is correct, though some slight mix-up of labeling, very, very unlikely to be wrong. Assembling into PSKB1AVR2 the Bakhtin EPO-R insert on page 15, June 21st. Friday, June 23rd, my brother and my birthday, 75, and I flew both my aircraft, November 84 Kilo Sierra, the Grove Motor Glider, and November 756 XP, the Cessna 182. So it was a good day to celebrate by flying my airplanes. The same time doing experiment. Following page 19, Saturday, Sunday, July 7th, 2nd and 3rd, some thoughts on Ariel Gomez's cell recruitment ideas related to the renin gene. Or the renin-producing cells formed during the development of an afferent arteriole. South change. Fairly complicated argument. Going back to constructs, PSKB1 with the enhanced green fluorescent protein in it to back up the TEPOR work. I'll make a vector for EGFP and cell sorting. So that I had a positive cell with the EGFP inserted into the HPRT locus. So various steps needed to do this. Inserting a HND3 site into the EGFP plasmid, July 11th, Tuesday, page 23. And with that being July 11th, and then the next entry being Saturday, July 22nd, with back from Japan today. So I must have had a visit to Japan with Nobuyo, probably to meet her parents, or to see her parents, or go to a meeting. There's an insertion of a HND3 site to EGFP, a simple modification. Some more switching thoughts on Sunday, July 23rd, page 27. Because renin synthesis is greatly suppressed in the kidneys of the renin transgene mice, Catherine's albumin promoter in the liver, they can be used to see intrarenal increases. So those are already have almost no expression of renin, so you can look to see if you can increase the expression. So some thoughts on this type. Some thoughts on page 29, Sunday, July 23rd, various Japan trip thoughts. So various things that I thought of during that trip, I just listed, presumably from bits of paper that were lying around, to make sure I didn't forget what the ideas were. Thinking about modeling 13, the possibility of two different of 13 different genes, each having a lower or higher expression, and what would happen to blood pressure if it was controlled by small changes at many genes. So it may be worthwhile to simulate a 13-card locus, multigenic blood pressure system with two alleles, plus being red and minus being blue, black, versus blood pressure, so that blood pressure would be low if all 13 genes were in the low form, and blood pressure would be very high if all genes were in the red form. But there would be a sort of Gaussian distribution between the two. And the frequencies of each pressure would be a binomial and would be normal. Interaction between loci is possible, etc. So thinking about modeling it, I don't know that I ever did. It was fairly obvious that what the result would be. It wasn't really necessary to replicate it in practice. Back to vector preparation. Bactin, beta-actin, EPOR vector, Monday, July 24th, page 31. Going on page 33, the same thing, 35 also, and 37. And preparation of the parts needed, still going on, page 39. And finally, assembly of the PSKB1 with the enhanced green fluorescent protein lacking the poly A sequence on page 41. And I decided that the number 12 is good, okay. And so turned everything over to Sago. So a little comment, I changed the EPO to EGFP in about 3 weeks, or rather happy about how fast it had gone. On page 43, Friday, August 4th, I'm talking about a sorting antigen, and Stuart Bentley had identified on my request an antigen for which magnetic beads are available that could be used for cell sorting, and thought it might be useful to use this. And he found a truncated H2K superscript K antigen expressed normally in only a few mouse strains. It needs beta 2M for expression, etc. Now, on page 45, Wednesday, August 9th, thinking about a fluorescent indicator for the heteronatriuretic peptide, ANF factor, heteronatriuretic factor, in order to better study cell recruitment under volume overload, etc., of ANP in the heart, we need in situ with a good mRNA probe. In the interim, can use a fluorescent surrogate for ANP. And the thought being how to go from BMP, AMP to BMP fluorescent marker and then AMP to put in a fluorescent marker between the BNP gene and the AMP gene to execute this scheme. I'll need more sequence data upstream of the ANP gene. And so here on page 44 I show the two genes, beta AMP, BNP and AMP, and the construct that I'm trying to make. Making an enhanced yellow fluorescent protein cassette, Friday, August 11th, page 47. A possible assembly route being talked about, starting from CloneTech plasmid. These are wanting to get different plasmids with the yellow fluorescent protein and the cyan fluorescent protein, and cyan in the being expressed in the nucleus. So here are a bunch of plasmids being made that would have different colors of fluorescent protein for use in tracking what's going on in the heart or in other places, which we did quite a lot of work later on. And this is making the plasmids with different fluorescent proteins. All going into PSKB1. At least I presume they're going into PSKB1. We'll see. Anyway, page 51, Sunday, August 20th, PSKB1, EPO, without Polly, is being looked at again. With an error there, on the come pointed out on page 50, too big a hurry, cost 10 over 3 days, and very obvious. Oligo should be this. It didn't really cost that much time, but it cost some time. That it was the wrong way around the sequence. Some of the plasmids were was having difficulty because some were kanamycin resistant and some were ampicillin resistant, and I think I got that mixed up a bit. As talked about on page 53. An IRES into PSKB1 EGFB. Tuesday, August 27th, page 55. Still working on fluorescent protein vectors. August 28th, a rather strange entry, page 59, Monday. Recent failures. The simplest hypothesis is that the current batch of ligase is bad. Others are having a problem, so what to do? Found an obvious error in the end, in the IRES linker. But the other linkers are okay, so it's only part of the answer. PSKB1 EGFP reviewed on Tuesday, August 29th, page 61. Trying to sort out the problems. Continuing the same sort of thing on page 63, IRES and Poly for PSKB1. Continues with Sunday, September 3rd, page 71, IRES into PSKB1, EGFB. Similar experiments continuing. Tuesday, September 5th, page 77, IRES insertion into in EGFP. Still haven't got it in yet. And still working with Bolle on the following page. So, assembly of PSKB, EGFP, Bolle. That point. Why am I making this? I think it's the beginning of the idea that we could test poly A sequences. Not really quite sure why we were doing it. I know what we eventually did, that we made some PSKB1 variants that would allow us to check what a poly A sequence, how strong it was in expressing or checking promoter. So it was a promoter assay and the poly-A assay could be made with PSKB1. Maybe this is the beginning of that work. It probably is the beginning of that work, to get vectors which could be used to tell you how good a certain poly-A type sequence was, or how good a promoter was, by inserting them all into the same locus in single copies. Trying to get the sequence into PSKB EGF1 EGFP poly on page 89, Thursday, September 14th, where the sequence is very clearly shown, and what I'm trying to get the poly A sequence in there. And here on page 91 is reversed, or page 90 is reverse poly, so you could have either direction. Testing PSKB1 EGFP poly, October 24th, page 92. It gives strong fluorescent signal with HAP resistant colonies and normal homologous recombination frequency. And note that SV40 poly A sequence works in either direction, didn't matter which way round it was. So PSKB1 EGFP, it was a good a plasmid and gave good colonies. Thinking about blood pressure data, and protein and expression, Saturday, October 7th, and Sunday, October 8th, page 95, an analysis of Kim's RT-PCR data. With the two most striking results are that AGT mRNA effect on renin mRNA and aldosterone synthase, the mRNA, etc. And thinking about what this all means, and the diagrams of the interpretation, as we published this type of sequence later on, or this type of analysis of what happened in expression. With various modifications. I'll try this again. And on Saturday, October 7th, and Sunday, October 8th, page 95, an analysis of Kim's reverse transcript PCR, real-time PCR data on expression of AGT mRNA and on renin mRNA, and on aldosterone synthase mRNA, and their interaction. Various ideas on how these may be related to each other. Rather nice three-dimensional type diagram on page 94 summarizing the data, which is continuing to be thought of on the following page, 97, Monday, October 9th. Past experience is that one copy times two is equivalent to a two copy. I'll backtrack on that. This is on 1-0 versus 1-1 and 2-0 versus 2-2. Because a 1-0 is a half usually, 1-1 is normal, and 2-0 might be like a 1-1 versus 2-2. And so here is a thought of it, that the past experience is that a 2 times a 1 copy, which is wild type, is equal to a 2 copy when the genes and background are identical. And though I was seeing that the interactions of these genes is very strong, because the aldosterone synthase levels increase almost linearly with the increase in AGT copy number. Not really understanding that at this point. Thinking more about Kim's blood pressure data on page 99, Thursday, October 12th. Kim measured the blood pressures of all the AGT animals in the 1-1, 2-1 and 2-2 groups, and various initial observations are that the blood pressure is markedly affected by AGT in both male and female. And though the blood pressure in the higher AGT animals is not correlated with renin, and gender has no effect, etc. So these various things about what, how the blood pressure data fitted to the gene copy number, which eventually led to a very nice publication with Kim. So this is Kim measuring the blood pressure on all the AGT animals, which he has, and various results of that type being talked about, to see if one can make understand the interactions, and more data analysis on the following pages. Tests of the effect of AGT by genotype, renin by genotype, and AS by genotype, etc. All sorts of correlations being looked at on the analysis of the data for feedback. Tests of MW's log transformation.
It says Mike West here.
Mike West, oh yeah. So this is Mike West's data that he suggested doing log. This is I'll backtrack a little bit. This is in analyzing Kim's blood pressure data. There is some suggestion from Mike West that sometimes log values can be used to bring variances into better shape, as we've used several times in the future, in future work. So sometimes using log transformation is helpful. And on page 101, Monday, October 17th, Tuesday, October 17th, some of these log transformations are being tested to get the data to fit more consistently. Looking for feedback from AS to ATT, negative feedback, still borderline. Renin results are very clear. Increase or decrease in of renin with changes in blood pressure is progressive in either direction and has no detectable curvature. In other words, if AGC goes up, renin goes down, and if AGC goes down, renin goes up, and it was a very strong homeostasis with the renin gene, as everybody now would agree, but we were seeing it in the mice. More analyses of the same type on page 103. Even trying Bayesian treatment, always a difficult task for me. On October 24th, page 105, Tuesday, looking at these various correlations. Data analysis continue with some fairly good results on Tuesday, October 31st, page 107 and 106. For example, a very nice effective log blood pressure by log AGT is a reasonable ellipse. The log by log, but still a good slope and a good R squared. Correlation 0.75 or 76, 0.76. That's not R squared, that's just R, but still quite good. And looking at males and females, showing different effects on the bottom of page 106. So the conclusions being, or the questions being, on page 107, are the blood pressure data distributed normally as blood pressure or log blood pressure, and is there a gender effect? And the answer is the log blood pressure is slightly better than blood pressure, but there's a negligible gender effect. And question two, using combined data and log blood pressure, which variable is most correlated? Very clear answer, log AGT, 57% of the variance due to AGT. But this was log renin predicted by log AGT, etc. Trying to do this. And then on page 109, the following page, Friday, November 6th through Friday, November 10th, beginning to learn how to use my glass microarrays, trying to work with microarrays for the first time. It looks like there's been a fire at some time.
Oh my goodness.
The bottom of these two pages distinctly a burned look about them. On page 111, Saturday, November 11th, Armistice Day. More than that micro array analysis on page 113, Monday, November 17th. Another grant sent off on page 115, February 28th, Wednesday, with a unifying tested hypothesis. The cell type switching hypothesis to try to get to stable states and the transition. I made a stellar program that would do that type of switching, though it had various logical flaws in it. But I did make a program that would switch when the stress increase would suddenly switch to a different state, and then when you reverse the stress, it would have to go quite a long way back before it came down again, so that this was a switch between two states. And it was that grant, well, that wasn't the only thing in the grant, but the grant was funded. Still having burns on this book on the following page, and now a lot of constructs with different colored EGFP genes, and this testing of using BSKB1 as what was called cold test, poly and no poly. These are the constructs that will allow one to try what happens if the coding sequence is altered, what happens to expression, or what happens if the poly sequence is changed. Quite severe burns in these pages here. Quite a lot is missing. Making these many constructs. I remember that time fairly well, and they were rather pleasing to make and quite effective in their way. Here, for example, on page 129, Friday, March 9, is a cyan fluorescent protein. To get the cyan fluorescent protein in the nucleus. That one could do that. And so that was called K prime 129, the page number CN. And then a different sequence, HR, GN, page 131, different fluorescent plasmids in, and one with the IRES, page 133. Continuing. Many pages thereafter. Page 143, Tuesday, Thursday, March 15th, red fluorescent proteins being reconsidered. And a cold test plasmid reconsidered. SAGO, for example, is saying that SAGO now has accumulated substantial evidence that the beta-actin promoter co-directional with the HPRT promoter is four times less effective than the reverse orientations. Therefore, continue to make fragments pending the availability of PSKB1 test code. These are the PSKB1 constructs that allow one to test different parts of a gene varying in different parts of a gene. And this is coming to the end of this book, still making these fluorescent tags into both PSKB1 code test parlay, for example, putting in a red protein, red fluorescent protein on page 157, Tuesday, March 27th. And the book ends on page 162 with a summary of 5 weeks' work, April 9th. That's now I have 7 different colored plasmids available. Green fluorescent protein, CloneTech Stratagene HRGN, Stratagene HRG, CloneTech Y, CloneTech Y nucleus, CloneTech C nucleus, CloneTech C, CloneTech R, CloneTech R, M, I think it's mitochondrial, but I'm not sure at this point, but different constructs. And that ends this book with 7 available constructs. Book K prime.